Roberts says she wanted the release of her second album, Men in Mascara, to bring her new experiences, and it has. The 27-year-old singer was invited to perform at a recent dinner hosted by U.S. Vice President Cheney. She also met with members of the U.S. Congress on Capitol Hill during her visit to Washington, D.C. 5 years ago, Roberts had no idea that she'd soon be making dramatic changes in her life. At that time, she was working as a receptionist for Mercury Records chairman Luke Lewis. But Julie kept her dream of a career in country music a secret from Luke because she felt it would conflict with her position at the company. Their mutual friend, producer Brent Rowan, had a plan. He went into the studio with Julie to make a demo tape and later gave it to Luke without telling him who was singing. Lewis was shocked to learn that the voice on the tape was Julie's and immediately signed her to his label. Entertainment Weekly called Julie's 2004 self-titled album one of the most auspicious debuts in years. It went on to sell more than 500,000 copies and brought her 2 Country Music Association Horizon Award nominations. Julie says the songs on Men and Mascara reflect her personal and artistic growth during the past 2 years. For the first time, she co-wrote several songs, including this track, First to Never Know.
I just passed a cheap motel sign. Think I'll stop here and stay the night. First one alone in a long time. The right thing to do is not feeling right. Bright and early. Put a few more miles between us until I'm finally gone. Well, I might go to Vegas, somewhere where it's snow. I might end up in Dallas, on some old dusty road. On the coast of Carolina, who knows where I'll go. But when I find out, you'll be the first.
Vocal style blends country and blues and has been called mainstream country's answer to Nora Jones and Bonnie Raitt. Julie says the songs she records must have honest lyrics that she can relate to on a personal level. In the liner notes for Men in Mascara, Julie wrote, I hope this album touches the lives of many people and is an instrument to help people tackle hardships that life might bring your way. That's what music is and will always be to me. Julie claims she's happiest on the road performing for her fans, and that's where she'll be for most of 2006 promoting Men in Mascara. The album's first single is a remake of the recent hit by pop rock group Saving Jane. Here's Julie Roberts with her country version of Girl Next Door. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Small town homecoming queen, she's the star in this scene. There's no way to deny she's lovely. Perfect skin, perfect hair, perfumed hearts everywhere. Tell myself that inside she's ugly. Maybe I'm just jealous, I can't help but hate her. Secretly I wonder if my boyfriend wants to date her. She's the prom queen, I'm in the marching band. She's the cheerleader, I'm sitting in the stand. She gets the top bunk, I'm sleeping on the floor. She's Miss America, I'm just the girl next door. President, she must be held in sin. She was never the last one standing. A backseat debutante, everything that you want. Never too harsh or too demanding. Maybe